Mob Rule versus God by Tony Alamo, 2014. My soul magnifies the Lord God when I see in the scriptures how God blesses everyone who believes him and curses all who doubt him. Deuteronomy 28, verses 1 and 2, 15. Mark chapter 16, verses 16. The mob, the majority, has always been wrong. This is why democracy, the theory of mob rule, can never be right. Today's news media has made it quite easy for Satan to magnify his lies, his blasphemies, and his warped point of view. The closer we come to the end of time, the more intensive his campaign to deceive the whole world becomes. Revelation 12, verse 9, and verses 12 through 17. How can anyone have faith or even cultivate faith if they don't read the Word of God? Faith in God can only be achieved by hearing the Word of God. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. People may read God's Word, but do they hear it? Quote, "He that hath an ear to hear the Spirit of God, let him hear what the Spirit of God says unto the churches and to the world." Revelation 2, verse 7. The big problem is that people are quick to hear everything that the spirit of the world says from the inside of people, and very slow to hear what Christ says by the soul, spirit, and life of God, which lives in him and also raised him up from among the dead. In this day and age, once a person believes God, where do they get the guts to stand before the God of this world saying, quote, "Thus saith the Lord," unquote? Is it faith, profound faith, or guts? It is faith. The Lord tells us not to listen to Satan, as Eve did in the garden, and as people do today. If you listen to the devil, you will believe the devil. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, God, because he trusteth in thee. Isaiah 26, verse 3. Acts 1, verses 1 through 11, tells us we are to listen to, quote, "all that Jesus began both to do and teach until the day in which he was taken up, after that he, through the Holy Spirit, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom he had also showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which, saith he, have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, You men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. These men lived with Jesus. They saw everything he did, heard all he said, and saw him be murdered, just as he said he would be. Then 3.5 days later, he rose from the dead, gave instructions, then ascended into heaven. Acts 1, verses 1 through 11. This gave them more than enough faith to live for the gospel, then die a martyr's death for the same. The gospel is old, new, and into the future. The two witnesses of God are in the very near future. Revelations chapter 11, verses 3 through 12. For them to stand before the God of this world, which is the devil, and all those who are possessions of the devil, the mob, they must have at least as much faith as the faithful apostles who were the disciples of Christ. First of all, they do not watch TV, movies, or follow any media, published, broadcast, or computer-based. They read and believe the Word of God, the Old and New Testaments. They believe God and hate all evil. Psalms 97, verse 10, Proverbs 8, verse 13, and Amos 5, 15. So God in Jesus says in Revelations chapter 11, verse 3, "And I will give power unto my two witnesses, which are Enoch and his wife," or Enoch and Daniel. In Daniel 12, verses 8 through 10, Daniel asked the Lord, "O my Lord, what shall be the end of these things?" And he said, "Go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end, which is now. Many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise, those who fear God," Job chapter 28, verse 28, "shall understand. But you go your way till the end be, for you shall rest and stand in your lot at the end of days." Daniel 12, verse 13. Daniel had faith because he knew the Word of God and he knew God. God gave him the meaning of King Nebuchadnezzar's dreams, and even after the king forgot the dream, Daniel told him in detail what his dream was. Today's media is able, in a few minutes, to make the holiest of people look like the most wicked of people, and even to make God's Word, the Bible, look evil. It can make those of us who believe in the Bible look like nutcases. By the Word of God, you can understand that those who think that way are people who are led by the spirit of the devil, who deceiveth the whole world. Revelation 12, verse 9. Ephesians 6, verse 12, lets us know that we Christians are at war. I'm talking about real Christians, Holy Spirit-filled Christians. We are at war whether we want to be or not, and whether we like it or not. All wars today are spiritual. You are either in the spirit of the Lord, part of the war, or in the spirit of the devil, part of the war. No one is neutral. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12 says, "For we Christians wrestle not against flesh and blood, black, white, red, yellow, brown, etc., but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." The rest of chapter 6 tells you how to withstand all of the evil of today. The two witnesses in chapter 11 of Revelation are the most beloved of God in the whole world, but are also the two most hated of the people in the world. After God gives power to them, he says, "My two witnesses," the Spirit of God is powerfully in them, "and they shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth," which means they will be fasting. "These are the two olive trees and the two candlesticks standing before the God of the earth," which at the moment is the devil. "And if any man will hurt them, fire proceeds out of their mouth and devoureth their enemies." Enemies? Why would the two most holy people have enemies? It is because there are two spirits, the spirit of the Lord, which these two witnesses of God have, and the wicked, unholy spirit of Satan, which the whole world has. "And if any man will hurt them, he must in this manner be killed." These two have power to shut heaven, that it rain not in the days of their prophecy, and have power over waters to turn them to blood, and to smite the earth with all plagues as often as they will. And when they shall have finished their testimony, the beast, the spirit of the devil in the one world government and Rome's false prophet, that ascendeth out of the bottomless pit, shall make war against them, and shall overcome them and kill them. And their dead bodies shall lie in the street of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. And they of the people and kindreds and tongues and nations shall see their dead bodies 3 days and a half. There was certainly no television 2,000 years ago, so this prophecy tells of television. And shall not allow their dead bodies to be put in graves. And they that dwell upon the earth, which God created, shall rejoice over them and make merry, and shall send gifts one to another, because these two prophets, people of God, tormented them with the word of God that dwelt on the earth. And after 3 days and a half, the spirit of life from God entered into them, and they stood upon their feet, and great fear fell upon them which saw them. And they heard a great voice from heaven saying unto them, Come up hither. And they ascended up to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies beheld them. After this, the second woe is past, and behold, the third woe cometh quickly. And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven, saying, The kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign for ever and ever. And the nations were angry, and thy wrath is come, and the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and that thou shouldest give reward unto thy servants the prophets, and to the saints, and them that fear thy name, small and great, and should destroy them which destroy the earth. Revelation chapter 11, verses 3 through 12, verses 14 and 15, and verse 18. Behold, our Lord and our God has set the kingdom of heaven before you, and he has come into the world, the Lamb of God, as a sacrifice for your and my sins. The unscriptural churches, the demons, and the ignorant say, No one is perfect. They are liars. We are now the sons of God, kings and priests, a holy nation. John 1 verse 12, Romans 8 verse 14, 1 Peter 2 verse 9, 1 John 3 verse 2, Revelations 5 verses 9 through 10. Read the Bible, the Old King James Version. The first church was born in Israel, Acts 1, 1 through 5 and 8, chapter 2, chapter 7, verses 37 through 38. None of them were Catholics. They were all Israelites and all born-again Christians. The Catholics are Gentiles and very cruel. They hate Jews and say they don't hate born-again Christians. Every prosecutor and every judge that has persecuted me has given me long, harsh sentences and has refused to let me mention the Word of God. It doesn't matter any longer, though. Jesus is coming back to earth again and soon. Get ready. Start by saying this prayer. My Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my former sins. I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit, and that he sits on the right hand of God at this moment, hearing my confession of sin and this prayer. I open up the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all of my filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed in my place on the cross at Calvary. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will forgive my sins and save my soul. I know because your word, the Bible, says so. Your word says that you will turn no one away, and that includes me. Therefore, I know that you have heard me, and I know that you have answered me, and I know that I am saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul, and I will show my thankfulness by doing as you command and sin no more.